This goes to Dr. Sarvepalli, Sarvepalli, fax 866-419-3504, and Dr. Kerpostman, Kerpostman, fax 989-956-4105, regarding Robert, middle initial J, Ryers, R-Y-E-R-S. Date of birth is 4/3/1949. Dear doctors, this is a consultation for Mr. Ryers, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, became worse in August of 2024. He was previously seen by this office in February of 2020, getting clearance to have his all caps TAVR procedure. At that time, his creatinine levels were 1.4. And as of April 27th of 22, creatinine 1.3 with estimated GFR 54. July of 22, creatinine 1.5, GFR 46. 7/10/23, creatinine 1.38, GFR 54. October 31st of 23, creatinine 1.61, GFR 45. 12/22/23, creatinine 1.48 with GFR 49. Then the jumps back up to 1.6 again, and then 11/15 of 24, creatinine 1.45 with GFR 50. The patient's having no symptoms of chronic kidney disease. He also had an ultrasound of kidneys and bladder. That was done 12/14 of 23. The right kidney was small compared to the left. It was 9.8 centimeters without cysts, masses, or stones. No hydronephrosis. Left kidney was 12 centimeters. And there was a 1.7 centimeter cyst in extrarenal pelvis, it says. And bladder appeared normal with normal ureteral jets. The patient currently denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Minimal nocturia, no incontinence. No history of kidney stones. No edema or claudication symptoms. And no neuropathic pain or decreased sensation in extremities. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, benign paroxysmal positional vertigo, migraine headaches, COPD, low back pain, degenerative arthritis, peripheral vascular disease, depression, hyperlipidemia, a history of severe aortic stenosis surgically corrected, small right kidney and thyroid nodule. Surgical history, he had the TAVR March of 2020. He's had 3 hernia repairs. He had a fractured tailbone that was unstable and had to be surgically removed. Tonsillectomy, cataract removal bilaterally. He had a cardiac catheterization in June of 2020 that revealed normal coronary arteries and multiple colonoscopies. Social history, the patient is an ex-smoker who quit smoking in 2004. He quits drinking alcohol in 1991 and does not use illicit drugs. He's divorced, lives alone, and retired. Family history is significant for cancer, heart disease, renal failure, COPD, and arthritis. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, aspirin, 81 milligram 2 daily. Vitamin D3, 2,000 units daily, lovastatin, 40 milligram daily, meclizine, 25 milligram twice a day, Flomax, 0.4 milligram daily, Toprol XL, 50 milligram daily, and recently the hydrochlorothiazide was removed from the Toprol It was previously a combination med. Vitamin B12, 2,500 microgram daily. Extra strength Tylenol as needed for pain. And he does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, height 70 inches, weight 205 pounds, pulse 54 and regular. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 70. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, and no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no palpable masses, no enlarged liver or spleen, no fluid present. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema, 2 to 3 second capillary refill, sensation and motion intact in the lower extremities, no ulcerations or lesions. And labs, most recent labs were done 11/15/24. The creatinine 1.45, that was improved after the hydrochlorothiazide was discontinued. Calcium is 8.9, sodium 141, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 29, albumin 3.7, liver enzymes are normal, estimated GFR is 50, and 10/31 of 23, hemoglobin was 16 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to long-standing hypertension. We would ask him to continue getting labs every 6 months. He should continue to follow a low-salt diet and avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. He will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months also. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.